Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen, amen. Hello, listeners. How are you this evening? Amen. How you doing today, Dennis? Can you hear me? Are you there? Hello?
I didn't have my mic on. Can you hear me now?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm living. I'm surviving. God is good.
Yes, he is all the time. Yes, he is all the time.
Yeah, so I see you got something coming up real soon weekend.
Yes, yes. Our prayer breakfast is going forth this weekend, this Saturday, August 24th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Crystal Sky Banquet Hall, 7941 West 47th Street. And that's in McCook, Illinois. Yes, it's going forth. People are getting ready. People are calling. I'm telling you, getting their tickets. Everybody's being prepared. They're getting prepared. I'm prepared. We just want the Holy Spirit to come in and have His way.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Are you going to have guest speakers, or how are you going to?
Oh yes. Okay. Oh yes. Our guest speaker is Prophetess Krishanda Cole from Krishanda Cole Ministries. Yes. Awesome woman of God. Awesome prophetess. Awesome woman of prayer. Yes, she's a powerful woman. Yes. We're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Okay. Well, hey, that's what we're going to do. Right there. What's the address?
Okay. 7941 West 47th Street. And that's in McCook, Illinois. And that's not too far off 47th and Harlem. It's right in, actually, a couple of blocks down from 47th and Harlem. You can't miss this day. Crystal Sky Banquet Hall. Crystal Sky Banquet Hall, 7941. We're going to have some great leaders, other prophets in the house. We're going to have raffles, intercessors. Most definitely going to have the intercessors in the house to help pray this thing through, pray the people through, and pray that nothing but breakthrough come in the door. And I believe it's going to be just that and some. Yes.
Speaking of breakthrough, how can they get their tickets? If they, you know, how they contact you, or where they need to go to get their tickets?
Okay, if they like to get a ticket, they can contact me by phone. That's at 1-773-979-0336. Or they can go to the website and they can buy their ticket online through PayPal. And that's It's All About You, Y-O-U, Ministry, M-I-N, is short, International, I-N-T-L, .org.
Okay.
They can go there, click on events. They will see the event. They will see the flyer. they will see PayPal, click right on there, they'll get their confirmation immediately.
Amen. Yeah. Do they have to bring in the confirmation paper with them, or do you just print it out?
No, they don't have to bring it. They go through the website, it automatically lets me know immediately who just purchased a ticket, and their name goes directly on the list.
Okay, great. Okay, well, hey, there y'all have it.
Yes.
Now it's going to be a beautiful thing. Get the evening,
oh, yeah.
The Lord, you get the food. You're going to be fooled. Hey, everybody's going to be fooled. They get the food from God, the food, and they get to eat a nice breakfast, and they get to get the word, and I know you're going to do your thing. I already know it.
They get to enjoy some worship, enjoy some raffles, you know, personal prayer. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to get personal. He wanna help them with some stuff that's going on in their life. He wanna give them the breakthrough. He wanna wreck some stuff, shake some stuff, move some stuff, you know. And if you're looking for a breakthrough, if you're looking for an answer, if you are seeking God for something and you have not gotten the answer, I guarantee that you will not leave this place the same. August 24th, you will not leave the same. And I put anything on that. You will not leave the same. We have some powerful men and women in the house. Of course, Krishanda's husband is going to be with her. He's an apostle, Apostle Cole. We have other apostles coming in the house. We have other intercessors. We have other prophets. We have events. We have the fivefold coming in there. Then we coming to work. We coming to work. And not only that.
Go ahead.
I want you to say it.
No. Actually, I was about to say something for tonight. I was about to say, not only that, I know you're going to give him something tonight. But, you know, God's working through both of us. So I'm going to let you go ahead and see if we was lining up.
Okay. What I was going to say was tonight is the night we're going to give away tickets.
For those that were unable
to purchase a ticket, those that have been listening to the show, been faithful to the show, we have some tickets that we're going to give away, and we're just going to do some trivia questions concerning the show, concerning the faithful listeners, and they're probably just simple answers, but we want to give away some things. We want you to come on in the door. We want you to get your breakthrough. We want to see you on Saturday and bring somebody with you.
I know that was definitely, we were lining up with that one there. And I know since we're talking about the prayer breakfast, you had vendor space. Is the vendor space still available, or it's not available?
Yes,
anymore?
Yes. Vendor space is still available. Yes, it is. If you'd like to be a vendor, you can call for space. You can, same contact number, 773-979-0336. You can contact myself, Tiffany Thompson, or you can also still go through the website. It's all about you ministry, MININTL.org. And you can go on there, and it's on events. You can go down also, and you can, put in a space that you like to be a vendor. Yeah, put in that space that you like to be a vendor, and the vendor space is only $50. It's only $50, and they get a chance to enjoy the entire breakfast, be a part of the raffle, be a part of the food, be a part of everything, right along with everyone else.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look, now, this is going to be awesome. I already know God's going to be moving. It's only $50. Y'all want to get out there and vendor. Y'all can bring y'all things and y'all enjoying the atmosphere. You guys can go to her website, you know, or you could give her a telephone call. Either way it go, it's going to be a blessing regardless.
Oh, yeah.
And for the ones that's tuning in, we're talking about Ms. Tiffany Thompson's prayer breakfast. So if you caught the last minute of it, we're going to give you the address one more time. And what time and the name of the place on the system.
Okay, Crystal Sky Banquet Hall, 7941 West 47th Street, and that's McCook, Illinois. And if you need any, if you have any questions or you need to find out how to get there, feel free to give us a call. Feel free to call us. We'll help you with directions. I don't know if you're coming from far or near, but there's someone that will help you get there if you don't have the GPS. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. There it is. So I guess we can move right along if you want to. We can take a quick commercial break. We can prepare ourselves, and we can do a little recap of the show, and we can go from there. Or did you want to just keep it at the trivia for the tickets, however you want to do it?
Okay. Well, I don't know if you want to do it now, but I'd like to most definitely start off in prayer.
No, amen. Let's do it.
Yeah, I have to. We gotta lay the foundation.
Hey, look, I'm ready for you. Hey, let's lay the foundation. Go. Let me
okay.
do this here.
Okay. Well, we're gonna say a quick prayer, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna go ahead and start the show. Okay. So, Father, we just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you rain down on us tonight, Father, that you use us like never before, God. Father, that you word our mouth, Father, penetrate our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you anoint the ear of every listener, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, Father, we decree and declare that your fire be released, Father, on everyone that's listening, Father, even on the one that's speaking, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, oh, God, burn up everything that's not like you, God. Burn it up, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father, that today, that, Father, something will be heard, Father, that will change their lives, change their mind, and change their world tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What we're going to do right now is, we said our prayer, we're going to do one commercial. We're going to do one commercial break, and then we're going to come right in. We'll do a little recap, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. You know, I always sit back here and think about all the things that we have going on. You know, like this is like a real big, busy week for us. So we're going to ask everybody to call in, all the prayer warriors. We need you now. We need that strength.
Yes.
So
we're
going to move forward. Amen. Okay, so here we go.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Amen. Okay. All right. Now we're back. I told you we're going to make it real quick and snappy. We want everybody to enjoy this for the day. Ms. Thompson, did you want to do a little recap going into it, or do you want to just go right into it?
Okay. Do we have any callers right now?
Yeah, we got a few calls. They haven't hit that button yet. They, you know, people
okay. Have anybody? Okay. Because before I do the recap, I like to do the trivia questions. Because if I do the trivia, if I do the recap, then they're gonna know the answers to the questions.
Absolutely. That's why I
so
asked
if you're
you.
Listening,
absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you have been you've been faithful listener. And you listen to the show, whether you came on at Wednesday, sometimes during the week. We want to get the first question. And the first question is, what was the first
we didn't hear you. I think the phone went down. Can you hear us? Let me see. Can you hear me? Okay. Ms. Thompson is coming in with a question. I guess what we'll do is this here. So we get everything going. We have just a little technical difficulty. Nothing real bad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a quick song, and then we're going to come right back in with it. All right.
website, www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Amen, amen. Okay, so we're back. You know, like people, we just actually just have, just bear with us. You know, we have just little minute tech, just so without Father, we're going to bring it back in. Miss Tiffany Thompson, you back in the building?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen.
I'm here. Amen.
Okay, so now were you ready? I know that you was going to say something about the ticket with the trip.
Yeah.
So you just mm-hmm.
I wanted to see, I wanted to give away some tickets tonight for those that wanted to maybe come to the prayer breakfast and wasn't able, you know. Those that may want to win the tickets and bless somebody else with, you know. Okay.
Amen.
So, what I wanted to do was do a trivia question of the first week's show. And the question is, what did we talk about, and what scripture did we use to support it?
Okay, so what are we talking
Amen.
About, and what scriptures do we use to support it?
Okay. So let me know. Before I go ahead and so we need to. That's what we're gonna do. I'm not gonna talk about it. I ain't gonna do a recap on that next week. Until we get those two questions done. So what I'll do, I'll go ahead and flow with the topic this week until someone can remember what we spoke about last week. I mean, not last week, the first week, which was the week before last. What did we speak about? What did we talk about? And bring the scripture to support it. And we gave one scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. And we just want to bless somebody. We just want to be a blessing. So right now what we're going to end up doing, because I can still always go back and do the recap, but I want to do the recap after those questions I answer. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So this week's show, we're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about the importance of family. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that family is important.
Yes, absolutely. I know I do. Like, when you're talking to me, you talking to me, or you talking to the audience? Because I'm going
talking
to
you.
I'm going to get hyped. Oh, yes, absolutely, I agree. Absolutely.
Amen. Yes, family is important. And I believe God made family for certain reasons. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go on off into the topic. And if we got to answer the questions at the end of the show, then we'll do so. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's all right with you? It's all right with me. Okay. Amen. So we're going to go back to the beginning. And the beginning is when God made everything. Because God is the beginning. So we're going to go back to Genesis. And we're going to start at first chapter, verse 26. And I think I'm going to stop at 28, okay?
Okay.
Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, I'm going to go ahead and go to 29. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Verse 30. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the earth, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which where is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I went to this scripture because, again, this scripture describes who God made, which is man, male and female. Then after he made it and created them, he didn't just form them, but he created them, created any form. Then he spoke these things to them and over them. And he said, I've given you this. Basically, I've given you everything on this earth. Power. Power over everything. Dominion over everything. Over everything that's in the sea. Over everything that's in the water. Over everything that's flying in the air. Over everything that's creeping on the ground. That's the kind of God we serve. He's just that bad. I'm going to make man. I'm going to make him in my image. And in my likeness, he going to make them according to what he sees and what he sees fit. But at the same time, he felt like when I made them powerful. I gave them enough power to have dominion over everything on this earth and everything that flies in the air and everything that's in the water. I gave them over all the animals. And all the herb and all the trees. This says, I'm going to give them this. But not only that, he also gave Adam what? A wife. A helpmeet. To help meet every need, right? Because
right.
I don't think he can do it by himself. To help meet every need.
That's right. Well. I don't think that's a problem with nowadays. Right there, they can do it all by themselves. It's right there in the word. But go ahead.
Yeah, but that's a twofold now. That's a twofold. That's a twofold. I don't think everybody thinks they can do it by themselves. I think some people just have no choice but to do it by themselves right now at the time. Or whatever time or season that they may be in their lives. I believe that's just, it could be by choice and it could be by force, because sometimes we'll stay, when we learn ourselves and learn ourselves to the point of there's some things we need to be delivered from personally, where we need to let God heal us from, I think sometimes we probably need to be. Because if that mate, whether it's a she or whether it's a he, if that person isn't coming to impart, deposit, and bring, allowing God to use them to bring more healing, it's going to do nothing but make bring more damage to another relationship. So sometimes some people just need to be by themselves. They need to be by themselves until they're made whole. If the person can't bring it, then I believe that, hey, until you made whole, until you heal, so you won't hurt nobody else, so you won't damage anybody else, then maybe this is the season to just be, you know, be alone. I'm not saying for the rest of your life, but what I'm saying is, because we already read why God made us. We already read what he said, do what he spoke over us, what he prophesied, and what he said, I gave you power, and I want you to have this, I want you to have that, and he lets you know, I made you in the image of me. He's a beautiful God. So he made what? Made us in his image and in his likeness, yet all of us are different in our own ways.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Can you elaborate a little bit on me? You said, well, to me, you said he made the image in us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said in our own uniqueness. Did you say that?
Yes, we're made in his image, but we're not all alike.
We're not all alike.
That's right. We're not all alike. Everybody has their own character.
Mm.
Don't you thank God for making only one of you?
Absolutely. Sometimes it was true to me, so I can get double the work done. But yes, I'll take it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
What was it?
Okay.
And so with this here, right, with this scripture that you're breaking down for us, mm-hmm. this is going into the family structure, or you're just giving us to let us know that we do have dominion right now?
Yeah, I'll say that again.
Do we have dominion on earth? Like when you said, okay, that's what it is. Okay, that's what the basis is.
We have dominion, but at the same time, we were born to lead.
Mm.
We were born to lead. He created us to lead. He didn't create us and say, you know, sit down until this is ready. No, I created you. He let us know I created you in my image and I created you in my likeness. In other words, so if anybody comes to you and tell you anything different, look at my word. Go back to the word. And then another word was be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth. So what does that mean? Come on, addition, multiplication. Come on, create yourself, create some more you, which is basically creating some more me.
Mm-hmm.
Have babies, have families. And it's a whole nother story as far as going into us, you know, stopping families from being made and created and, you know, we don't want no more babies. And some of us don't need no more, honestly. But you know what I'm saying? But he said to be fruitful, multiply, and subdue the earth. What I taught you, teach your children. What I'm instilling in you, how I'm prophesying and speaking life over you, speak it over your children. Speak it over your children. Let them know who they are. If they ask you, who am I? Well,
No, I said, that's right. Go ahead.
If they ask you, who am I? Well, son or daughter? You're made in the image of God. Really? How do you know? Take them to the Word. You're made in His image and you're made in His likeness. And so if we look at the image of God, God is powerful. We're not God. We know that He's our Father, but we're made in His image. So we can do all things again through Him, through Christ. As long as we keep our connection with Him, we have to stay connected for one. But God is what? Creative. When you look what He made, He made the sun, He made the moon, He made the sky, He He made the earth, the sea, water, and everything he made was good. And we may not be able to make the sun, the moon, the sky, but while we're here, we're creative just like him. We're creative. We come up with new businesses. We come up with new ideas. We come up with new witty inventions. I mean, they don't just come because we're smart. These ideas are ideas from the Father. He instilled those ideas in us. And all of a sudden, they come alive in us. Like, wow, I feel like I can open a store. Wow, all of a sudden, this came over me, and it told me I can sew something, and I decided to pick it up and sew, and I made a scarf, something I've never done. The creativity of God, the awesomeness in God, it begins to come alive when we're in him. And something, because it's a gift, because everybody's not in them, you know, and some that some millionaires out here, but it's the creative power. Now, we have some of them that think they did it. They don't know it came from above, but that's okay. That's another story. That's between them and God. But yet, it says it right here in the Word. He made everything. He's an artist. He's an artist. He's awesome. And, you know, another thing with family is he decided when he made Adam and Eve, I'm going to give him a helpmeet. And she became his wife. And even after she became his wife, they then begin to have children. The fruitfulness began to come. They begin to have children. Cain, Abel, everything that the Lord spoke over them, everything he prophesied that they should do, that they can do it. I want you to be fruitful. I want you to multiply. I want you to subdue the earth. And family is supposed to reflect the character of God. It's supposed to reflect the character of God. You heard what I said?
All day. Yes.
And the first two things that we already see, which we're laying the foundation, is marriage and children, parenthood. And they all came from Christ. They all came from Christ, whether we want to believe it or not, whether we accept it or not, you know, whether we are ready for a child or not, whether we want to reject the child or not, you know, children came from God. Not from science, not from monkeys. They came from God. They came from the Lord. Now, how they got here, how they were created, whether it was a bad incident, you know, a bad relationship, a bad marriage, however, they're still, you know who they are. They're still children. They're blessings. They came from the Father. He's the only man that can create. Scientists still can't figure it out. They've probably been in the lab forever, and they're going to stay in the lab forever. They will not be able to figure this one out because they're just not that smart. But we're talking about a God that's all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere, eyes everywhere, beholding the evil and the good. He's saying, you know what, I want family on this earth. I want to make someone in my image. I want to make them in my likeness. And I want them to take over the earth. And I want them to access my power in doing it.
Yeah.
Stay connected with me and just call on the power. Call on the glory. Anything you need, I'll give it anything you ask.
Yeah.
I'll do it, just stay connected.
Abundant and overflowing. Look at that.
I'm sorry?
I said abundant and overflowing. You said it twice. You said that anything you ask for, I'll give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you anyway. So, yeah, that's abundant and overflowing. Yeah, go ahead.
To give us all of that, I want to read something. I want to read something that was so powerful when I read this. It talks about the essentials of family, the two essentials, the two elements why God created us, for one, marriage, and for parenthood, to multiply and then to express his love, an expression of God's love between a husband and a wife. And I want to read this. It says, the love between a husband and a wife, it provides a glimpse of Christ's passionate devotion to us as his bride. Now, that's something to think about. Think about, how do you treat your husband and how do you treat your wife? Because if marriage was created to express the love of God through one another, and we cussing each other out, beating each other up, hating each other, that's not the expression of God. That wasn't why the marriage thing was created. That wasn't why that wasn't on God's mind. That was not on his mind when he made marriage. He looks at us as his bride. Do we beat us? Do we cuss us out? Do we mistreat us? No, he takes care of us. When we're hungry, he feeds us. When we're lonely, he comforts us.
That's right.
I mean, he is there for us. When we need protection, he's our coverer, he shields us. I mean, that's his expression. And everything that he does for us, he wants us to do for each other.
Right.
And I believe that's what the husband and the wife, the way that they should express their love is the same way God expresses his love to us. I believe God is disappointed when he sees us act a certain way. He's hurt because that wasn't the intention. That wasn't why we were created. Of course, we know the enemy came in somewhere. But it's never too late, you know. Never too late. That's why he put repentance in the Bible. Repent. Let's do it again. Let's
you
do it again.
What,
I'm a forgiving God.
What do, for most cases, like that, when you said repent, okay? What do you have to do to follow that?
Repent means to turn from. In other words, I did it. I'm sorrowful. I'm hurt, godly sorry. But guess what? I can't go back that way. It's to turn from it. So I ask the Father for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. And if I have a problem with going back, then God, give me the power. I need your power. Because I can ask that. I can ask my Father for that. We have access to the power. We have access to the Father. So, Father, if it's something that I'm struggling with, Lord, give me the power to not go back, to not turn back, to not look back. And I guarantee you he'll do it. That's repentance. It means to turn from it. Turn.
Right, I'm glad you broke that down, because you know, you hear people saying repent, you got to repent, but a lot of people don't read the Bible. A lot of people, I mean, you know, if you look it up, you can find it in the dictionary. But a lot of people don't do that, so it's kind of good that, you know, we give out these keywords. And you know, a lot of people be kind of shy to come and ask a question.
Right.
So you have to make sure that, you know, we all on the same path,
right,
and moving forward. Absolutely, because that button there, that repent, it means a lot. It's easier said than done.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because guess what? Depending on the situation, that's why we need to know the Word of God. That's why we have to stay reading His Word, because depending on the wrong situation at the wrong time, You know, something can happen that truly hurts you, and you don't want to repent. You want revenge. And so when you get to that place where you want revenge, then that word that's in your heart, because he said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God, that word that you read that should be hidden in your heart should rise up the minute you want to go back and pay back, because the word says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. He'll pay back. He'll pay back. So when I want to go back and get revenge, I got to be and say, okay, Lord, you know what? Help me. Forgive me for being so angry. Forgive me for being so mad. But you know what? This person really made me mad. This person has got me, you know, where I want to fight. And I don't feel better unless I get them back. See, that's being real with God. I don't know about this other stuff we're doing nowadays. But I'm talking about being real with God, saying, listen, God, I don't like them. I don't like them. They hurt me. Help me. Or they mistreated me. Or they said the wrong thing to me. Or some gossiping about me. Whatever the case may be. It may be a hurtful feeling, but you know what? Lord, you said vengeance is yours. See, it takes a strong, mature person to say, okay, I'm going to walk away, and guess what? I trust God. You got to have faith in God in order to turn around and do some stuff like that.
That's right.
You got to have some strong faith to know God got me. It hurt. I'll cry. I'll walk it off. Whatever I need to do. But I want you to know God got me. And you're actually much freer. You don't use as much energy as you would getting revenge. You know, it takes a lot of energy to pay back. But it don't take none to walk away. Amen.
Amen. What I want to do is, just to remind, we can definitely play a couple more commercials and come back and go into a little bit more. And, you know, people, if y'all, you know, I see some calls on the number here, 347-838-9106. If you want to talk, just hit that one button. You don't want any stickers, but hit that one button. Y'all don't tune in and don't say nothing. I'm taking them tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, now, so we're going to sit back and amen.
Okay.
Go back here. Actually, you know what? This is what I'm going to do here. I don't know what it is. Today is just one of them days. Do this here. Then we're going to come back to it.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it. Without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I'm
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made
it without you. Amen.
Amen. Never would have made
it. Give it up for our choir.
Yeah, never would have made it. That's right. Okay, this is what I want to do. Because somebody told me, they brought to my attention that the question I gave may have been a little difficult as it relates to the scripture. So I'm going to take away the scripture and just let me just call in. Press one, especially if you've been listening or a faithful listener. Call in and let us know, what did we talk about week one and week two? What were the topics? We're giving away a ticket for each answer for the prayer breakfast this Saturday. If you're not in our city, if you're not in our town, bless someone else that you know is in this city, that you know is in this town, that could probably, you know, that need to be there, that you know they should be there. If you can't be here, you can still bless someone with them. Just, you know, call me at 773-979-0336. Give me their name, and we'll RSVP them. Okay? So I made the question a little easier. They told me, they said, okay, you asked for a scripture. And it's like, I don't even remember the scripture. And I've been a part of every show. I said, okay. I said, okay,
right.
Make it hard. I said, okay, well, we're going to deal with the topics now. If you're on Facebook listening, I know you, all you have to do is go to my page. My page got every topic for every week on there. So I just gave you a clue and gave you an answer. But you got to go get it yourself. I'm here to give out the goods. And that's the ticket to somebody to deliver it.
Amen.
Go right here.
I'm going to give them the telephone number. Okay, the number here is 347-838-9106. All you have to do is just call in, press that one button. Ask that question. I hope y'all don't call in and ask the question. I need some tickets.
I know. I'm telling you, it's going to be a treat. It's going to be a treat.
Amen. Okay, so you was. So I guess we can go into it now. Until it's time.
Okay, well, this week, we're talking about the importance of family. Why do we think family is important? Why do we think family was created? What was on God's mind when he created family? Okay?
Amen.
Okay. Now, we already talked about the expression of his love between the husband and the wife was purposely ordained as God expressing his love to us down here on earth. The way he treats us, his bride, that's his desire, that the husband treat his bride here on earth. That's his desire. So, yes, I want to read a little more off into that, okay? Okay. Okay. Now, we want to talk about parenthood, because now we're going to get to the children. And the parenthood, of course, it's hard being a parent. It's a very hard thing being a parent, especially a parent single, unmarried, alone. You know, you've been left alone or something tragic happened where you're the only one raising the child, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whoever has the custody, you know, whoever has custody, either way it go, you know, that old saying, it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child. You know, so everybody plays a part in parenthood. I believe God created parents, the mother and the father, to show patience, to teach us how to be patient with our children, and to show love and kindness and tenderness and the same grace and mercy that he gives us. And sometimes we have to sit back and we think about it, like, man, I should punish them for something they've done. I should get them. I should take this from them. I should take that from them. But then sometimes you think about it like, okay, God will have to bring it to your remembrance. Hey, did I take that from you? You know, when you did this wrong, me being your father, did I take this or that from you? Or did I treat you with love and kindness? Or did I have mercy? Or did I forgive you? Did I forgive you? And I believe as parents, we got to stop, even though sometimes we get impatient, especially when you're doing it by yourself. Even if you're not doing it by yourself, it still takes a village. You know, it's best to have that mother or that father, mother and the father. But sometimes one parent is tired. They work all day, come on in, especially if he's a husband. He comes in and take his bath, he eat, and he's going to bed because he know he got to get up and do this again tomorrow morning. So he may not have the time that the mother has to spend with the child. So then it still sometimes may feel like one parent is still in the house. He may not be able to do what he needs to do for that child until the weekend when he's off work. But yet he still has time and has time to make time to show the expression of God, the tenderness toward that child, the love toward that child. And I believe that's another thing that's lacking in families these days, that we're all so headstrong. No one is showing any emotions. You know, we have some children that'll tell you, my parent has never told me they love me. My father has never hugged me. Especially if it's another male, if your child is a son, you know. And now, don't get me wrong, this is not for all fathers, and this is not for all men. But majority, their father, they have never had a hug from their father. They have never heard their father say, I love you. And then, you know, we would be surprised how that would change that child's heart, behavior, situation, if they just heard it, if they just got a hug from that missing parent, whether it's a man or a woman, a male or female, we would be so surprised how it would change that child's life. Just a hug, affirmation, you did good, instead of saying, what you get in school? If you don't do this and if you don't do that, you're not going to get this, you're not going to get that, or constantly buying them things. Okay, yes, we love gifts. We all love gifts. We all want gifts. But, yes, sometimes you want a hug. Sometimes you need that affirmation from that mother or the affirmation from that dad just to say you did good, son, or you did good, daughter, or keep up the good work. Sometimes we don't hear that enough. But we want affirmation, don't we? Because every time I get off this show, I say, God, Did I please you? Did I help someone that was listening? You know, I need affirmation from my father, so why not affirm my own children? Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
You're going in so good. Now you can, somebody don't hit that one button, they want to ask you a question.
Oh, they do? Okay.
This is Beretta.
Okay.
Welcome, Beretta.
Hi,
how you doing?
I'm doing
good.
Hello,
how are
you doing?
Fine, and yourself?
I'm fine. I'm doing it. You know, I listened to you talk about family. I was one. My mother passed away when I was 13. And I had issues because I was angry, one, with God and in the whole situation with her passing away. So most of my life I felt ugly. And I think it spewed over, poured over into my kids, my relationship with my kids. And, you know, and I look at family like the body of Christ. And if you have a strong connection with your family, that's how strong your connection is in the body with the, in the body of Christ. And, you know, but when you have issues, how do you help people with family issues? And because sooner or later, whatever's going on in the house, it's going to show up. If you're in a church, a ministry, whatever, it's going to, sooner or later, it's going to show up in that. And it's supposed to be forgiving. We're supposed to be loving. But to some people, it's hard. What about the ones who's been hurt, really damaged by family? And it's hard to love because now put up this brick wall, you know, afraid to even let the body of Christ to even touch that area to love on you so you're able to love back. How do you deal with those issues when the hurt comes from somebody real close to you and you felt like they should have been your protector?
Okay. That's a great question, don't you think? Dennis, that's a good question, right? I think it all goes back to purpose. I think it all goes back to purpose. See?
Okay.
Until someone is shown or introduced to their purpose, why am I here? Why is this happening to me? Why did this happen to me? And why did God let it happen to me? And if I'm introduced to my purpose, see, it wasn't until I was introduced to my purpose that brought me understanding, that brought me closure, that allowed me to now forgive, that allowed me to then repent. Repent for being angry, repent for being mad at God, but at the same time embrace what happened to me. Because now I know I was born on purpose for a purpose. Now I know I was born on purpose for a purpose, and this is what my life is, and this is my calling. You mean to tell me I went through being molested to save someone else? You mean to tell me I went through losing a parent so that I'm able to minister to some other child who don't have a parent? You mean to tell me I went through a betrayal just to help someone else who's been betrayed? I believe when we're introduced to our purpose, our destiny, why we're here, again, Genesis 1, 27, I'm born in his image, I'm born in his likeness, that means I'm powerful. There's something in me, there's an energy in me that should rise up, that comes to my rescue. The minute I find out why I was created. See, it wasn't until I found out why I was here. Why was I created? Why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me? Where was my parents? Where was my child? Where was my protector? Where was my husband? Where was, you know, I'm mad at all these people because of my process. But when I find out my purpose and find out this is my process, this is part of my process, just to take me to a place of reigning in the Spirit of God, just to take me into a place of authority, then I learn to embrace. I embrace those that hurt me because I understand it was ordained before the foundations of the world. I understand this had to happen to make me who I am today. I understand because I had to go back and help sister next door. I had to go back and help her out. Then it turns around, and instead of bringing me sorrow and anger, it brings me joy. Not because at the time I went through it, it didn't bring me joy, but to find out that, God, you wanted little old me that everybody rejected, everybody beat up, everybody misused and hurt. You took me and turned me into this powerful person with your power, not mine, but your power. Just so I can be of help, so I can help save lives. So you mean to tell me you want to save lives through me? And I believe my pastor, he taught on this Sunday at church, and he talked about the purpose we were born. He talked about the purpose Christ came down here on earth, and Christ came to the earth on purpose, for one purpose, and that was to destroy the works of the devil. And so because we've been worked over, whooped, beat on, stomped on, and everything else by the devil, when we embrace our purpose and find out who we are, why we're here, and we believe it, because the minute we believe it, then we walk in it. We walk tall in it. We ain't scared no more. Yeah, I said it just like that. We ain't scared no more. I could have said we're not afraid anymore, but I want to keep it real. Because there are times that we're fearful. It feels like we're not going to make it. It feels like we're going to die in this thing. It feels like God forgot all about us. And why did he leave me and forsake me? We all sing that song. But the minute he brings us out and take us to another dimension in him, and then he brings your purpose around you. He brings a bunch of hurting people that he sits there and allow to listen to you, allow to hear the Holy Spirit speak through you and change their lives. Then we turn around and we take that hurt, and it becomes joy. The fact that I was born to help somebody. So I hope and pray I answered your question. Hello.
Thank you.
I hope and pray I answered your question.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Y'all keep them coming.
You're going to win them tickets.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about those tickets, y'all. Don't forget about those tickets. You can't wait till I get offline and inbox me.
Right.
Okay, you said we have another caller?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull him off, please.
Okay.
Hey, caller, number 312-709. You on live. How you doing? I guess you probably don't know. Okay. All right, so far they hit some buttons. Yeah, hit some buttons. You got to press one. The number here is 347-838-9106. Just press that one button. Miss Tiffany Thomas, she's giving away tickets to our prayer breakfast. It's going to be real nice. So, hey, I advise y'all to
Make it now. It's actually, I'm excited. I'm not going to tell the story. I'm waiting for the day to come. I promise you, I've been waiting on this day. I have been waiting on the day to come myself because of what God has shown me. You know, I'm like, I'm jumping in the water myself. He may have used me to gather it, but I'm jumping in myself. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Yes, it is. It's going to be good. It's not an average event. You know, we're not just having an event because it's a pretty thing, it's a beautiful thing. But no, the vision show God gave me was a bunch of hurting people. And so that's why we also came with the scripture. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 17-18. Come on, he said, I'm sending a mandate. Call for the wailing women and the cunning women, the skillful one. Call for them. And you better believe I've been calling for them. I've been calling mother. I've been calling warriors. I need you there. The people need help. And they coming. They are coming. Now, are they answering Tiffany call? They're answering the call of God for someone else's life. They're changing their schedule for you, the one that's listening. And it's not a joke. It's not anything to, because it's pretty, because it's beautiful, and look good while somebody up there, but you don't know the hell that we have to face every day just to bring together a gathering like this to save a life. Do you think the devil wants you saved?
Not at all.
He want to kill you before August 24. Because he want to kill me, but he can't. He can't. This day is and shall and will come to pass. It's been war, but it's going to be good, and it's worth it. Because guess what? We're laying down our life for someone else. And if you know you are of help, and if you know you are a prayer warrior, you know you're an intercessor, you know you're a prophet, you know you're a part of the fivefold, then you need to be there. You don't know what word God's going to download in your mouth for somebody else that's going through. You need to be there. You need to be there. This is a 911 call. A clearing call is an emergency call. This is a 911.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's not a joke. And again, I'm going to give the address again at the Crystal Sky Banquet Hall, 7941 West 47th Street. And that's McCook, Illinois. And that's right off Harlem and 47th. Can't miss it, won't miss it. GPS it or pick up the phone and dial 1-773-979-0336. Ask for myself, Tiffany Thompson. Our speaker is powerful, anointed, holy, prophetess Krishanda Cole. A loving sister, but she's bad in Christ.
Amen. Can you go to your website? What's your website again?
It's all ItsAllAbouTYOUMININTL.org.
Amen. I wanted to apologize for cutting you off because I know you were about to say something. You know, our microphone was bumping, but go ahead. I apologize.
That's okay. No, I just gave him the address. I gave him the website. If you want to make even any comments concerning the show, feel free. I mean, whether you agree, whether you disagree, speak your mind, speak your opinion. You can go on the website. We have a comment box. You can send your comment. You can Facebook us, Twitter, LinkedIn. All of it is on the website. You can find everything, or you can just go right on the website, and you can send your comments or your concerns. And maybe your situation is a private situation. But you have to make sure you're led by God to find who to trust with that situation. He gives you wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to, before we close out tonight, I also want to just share a little bit more about Christ, because it's about Christ. Christ made family. He made woman and man, male and female, children. He calls a woman womb to bear fruit, to push out children. He said to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. And so I just want to give a little more how Christ himself, he died. He came to the earth in the flesh just like us. He was given parents just like us. He was submitted to an earthly dad and a mom just to become a model. He did it first before we were even created, before we probably was even thought of. He came down here basically so he can rid us of our excuses and also to show what it means to honor your mother and your father, to honor your parents. Amen. And we know that the parents are nurturers. The parents give wisdom.
That's right.
Listen, and children, if there are any children, listen to your parents. Listen to your parents. The Bible says you will live longer. You will live longer. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right and good. Do it. And the children need to know that God has that they sit in God's heart. They have a special place with God. It's not just about the man and the woman or husband and wife, but the children need to know they were born for a purpose on purpose. Because one day they will become a man or a woman. So get all the wisdom that you can get while you're young. Get all the wisdom, the nourishing, the love, the grace, the mercy, the kindness. Get it all, because that's what your parents are there for, to give you all of that and some, as well as your Heavenly Father. The family, I believe, is God's masterpiece. Because after he made everything, the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, night, dark, birthday, after he done all of that, he said, now let me make a man to take care of all this I just made. And let me make a woman to help him. Just for her, just for him. A woman just for him. And that's that woman that's that good thing he found. And that's that favor that he got with God. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Yes. People, what? Again, if you want to call in, the number here is, again, it's 347-838-9106. I see the calls. You just got to press that one button if you want to speak. If you want to answer the trivia question as well, you can. So far, we have people online. They just not pressing that one button. So I guess they just want to get that word in. We're not mad at you. As long as you called in and joined in with us, we appreciate that. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. So if you can go ahead and go
Amen.
Ahead and take over.
Amen. Well, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, say that parents are special. You know, your mother and your father are special. For one, you don't know how long they're going to be here. You know, you don't know, we don't know the day or the hour when any of us are going to leave. And I believe I'm talking about parents, mother and father, and I'm talking about children, but at the same time, God may have connected you with a spiritual family. You may not have natural parents. You may not have an earthly parent, earthly mother, or earthly father, you know, or even earthly children, but God probably blessed you with spiritual children and a spiritual mother, a spiritual father. I believe all of us, you know, should respect each other and love each other the same way Christ loved the church. And that goes for us, too. We're not exempt. And not judge each other, not talk about each other, not whisper, look you right in your face and whisper as if you didn't see that person sitting there, or talk about them. You know, there comes a time when maturity, when Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I talked like a child, I walked like a child. But when he got older, he put away childish ways.
Come on.
We're no longer babies. We're no longer babies. It's really time to grow up. It's time to grow up in the things of God. It's time to grow up in the kingdom of God. It's time to quit hiding. Because for one, you're complaining about your purpose and you're complaining about your process. But when God is having people reach for you saying, oh, come on, come on, you're invited. Come on, we need you. Come on, we need your gift. Come on. You're saying that you're constantly in the cave. You won't come out. And I can say it because I can relate to it. I was in the cave once upon a time. But I'm going to be honest. Did nobody come in the cave and get me? The Holy Spirit quickened me and brought me to my senses, and I came out myself. But here I am today. It may not be anyone that has enough strength to come out. But I'm reaching for you, even in your cave. Even in your cave experience, even in that dry place. Come out. Live. Trust, love, do it all again. You owe it to yourself.
Amen.
You owe it to yourself.
Amen. That's right. And speaking of that, coming out, well, somebody just came out and pressed another button. So we got another call.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's see your call. I believe she said Betsy. Did you say Betsy?
Yes, Betsy.
Hey, Betsy, where are you calling from?
From Houston, Mississippi.
Amen.
Yes, I am Tiffany's. I'm Tiffany's auntie.
Okay, she said Jesse?
Betsy.
Desi.
Desi
with a D. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
God bless you.
Yeah, I'm just called in to give you some support.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. All the way from Houston, Mississippi. Thank you.
Yeah, you thank your mother for letting me know about you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Thank you, Mom, if you're listening.
Keep up the good work. I'm interested in what you got to say.
Amen. Thank you. And keep me in prayer.
Okay. Thank you by me.
Okay. I sure will. Love you. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Amen. Okay, go ahead. Keep on saying that word. That's what's making them hit that button.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, for that,
wow.
You know what?
Can you give us a little recap? Because I know people calling in, you know, some calling in late, some have been online faithfully. Just give us a little recap of what we're talking about today.
Okay. I want to give a recap. We're talking about the importance of family. And since nobody...
It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm going to give them 3 minutes to call in about those tickets.
And then if they don't push that button, because I know some listeners on there and they know the answer, they may be a little shy, but it's okay. We're talking about the importance of family. Who made family? God created us, man, woman, male, female. He made us in his image. He made us in his likeness. He created us, and then he formed us. He created us, and then he formed us, and we were created basically to be a reflection of him on the earth. He desires for us to look like him, walk like him, talk like him, respond like him. So he made Adam and Eve, husband and wife, and he made them according to the way he loved us, the bride, his church, and he desires that the husband love the bride the same way he loves his bride, which is us. Because the Bible says, husband loves your wife, but the Bible also says, wives, submit to your husband. You have to be submissive, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you're in agreement or not. It's in the word, because when you don't do it, you're out of God's will. Submit to your husband. I'm not saying be a puppy, because that's not what submissive means. It, be in control, that's not what it means. But submit one to another. Respect him. Respect him. Then we have the children. The Lord said to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. So, of course, Adam and Eve got together, and they had children. And children were placed on the earth also, you know, to do the same, but yet the parent has to raise the child according to the way Christ raised us, to love them, you know, to be graceful, to be patient, because sometimes we're impatient. A lot of times we're impatient. Because parenting is not an easy thing. It's a hard thing. But with us pulling together, you know, it can become a little easier. It can become easier. So, yeah, we're talking about the purpose of family. Why was I born? Why am I going through this? We had Ms. Beretta call in and talk about, you know, the hurt came from family, or her losing her parent at a young age. So she grew up, you know, angry, bitter, upset, you know, whatever her emotions were taking her through. But the Lord, and I didn't have her situation, but I had a situation. But when I found out, even in my situation, that I was born on purpose, for a purpose, when I was introduced to my purpose, why I'm here, why this and that happened to me, it helped me to become a better person. And it helped me embrace my process. I recognized then I'm in a process of being mature, a process of being built, a process of being changed, a process of being renewed, a process of being restored. I'm in my process. So I can either run from this process or I can embrace it. And the minute I begin to embrace my process, then I begin to embrace joy, which is God, because he is joy. So in spite of what the obstacles are, in spite of what's being thrown at us, when we understand this is just a part of my process, this is not the person, but this is something that just had to happen to equip me in this area, sharpen me in that area, then we become better people. to understand our process is to hurt, not to help, to not to hurt someone, but to help someone. So when we put away anger, we put away bitterness, we put away unforgiveness, because it gets us anywhere. It gets us nowhere. The Bible says forgive 70 times, 7 times a day. That's a lot of forgiving. Especially if the same person is the same one that keeps ticking you off. You're looking like, what? Forgive? Now, I know you just asked me to forgive. I forgave him a few minutes ago. You just turned around and did it again? That's patience. That is patience, right?
Yeah.
What you think?
Yes, yes. Speaking of patience, somebody else has hit a button, too.
Okay.
It's one of your siblings here. I don't know if he's going to introduce himself. Hey, Carla, we got Tree on the line. How you doing?
Good, good. How y'all doing?
Hi, my brother.
You know I have to call in to support you.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too. I hear the the subject y'all talking about.
Mhm.
And the forgiveness is a good thing. And I just want to go along and say some things too about forgiveness right along with you, because that's true. You know, I was I've been in the same boat for a minute. But I understand that, because God showed me that forgiveness is a trap from Satan. Forgiveness is good from God, but Satan tried to trap us with it. So we won't forgive. But all the time, you know, God was telling me to look in the mirror and see how many times he forgave me.
Wow.
So how it becomes a trap is, when you don't forgive, then how God going to keep forgiving you? Because some things you're still in the middle of doing. Some sins you ain't even out of yet, and you wanna you wanna slay somebody else for doing you wrong when you've been doing God wrong all your life, and God have forgiven you for everything. And you know that's one of the reasons we love God so much, because he forgave us for all we have done and all we gonna do. So when you know somebody come against you, sometimes you got to take the pain and you got to look at yourself and be like, well, God, you forgive me for everything that I've done. And that's one of the reasons why I love you so much, because you first love me. And that'll get people up out of their sins when you forgive them constantly. Because if you don't forgive them constantly, the thing that you're in the middle of right now, the sin that you may be in right now, God may judge you for that sin right here on earth. And that's why I say forgiveness is a good thing from God. Satan tried to trick us with it, so we can't forgive others. So we can't be forgiven for the things that we in the middle of right this minute. Y'all agree?
Amen. Yes, I'm listening. I think me and him both
agree. You know, I wanted him to say that again. You said something really powerful there, brother. You said forgiveness is a powerful thing. He said, because when I looked in the mirror, it showed me how much he forgave me. Praise God, right, man.
That's right. And I agree with what y'all talking about. I agree to the fullest. I just want to say that and let y'all know that I'm agreeing with y'all, and the thing that God showed me, that I can, you know, right now I can take the pain. I'm willing to take the pain to save somebody else. Because God had to take the pain to save me.
Yeah.
If he would have took the pain to save me, then I would have been dead probably right now. But God took all the pain. He suffered. So now I know I can suffer for somebody else. I already know what's coming before it comes. I already know I'm going to be hurt. I already know they're going to hurt me. I already know they're going to do this. But some people that hurt you are still God's kids. Because we are. And we done hurted a whole lot of people, plus God. And God said, I'm still going to forgive you, son or daughter. Because he already know that if he can forgive us so many times, that we'll start to get it. we'll start to realize, okay, somebody else needs to come out of their sins. And the only way some people can come out of their sins is if you let them hurt you. God ain't going to let them kill you. But if you just let them hurt you and you just say, I forgive you anyway, and I'm a constantly forgive, and I'm going to constantly forgive, and I'm going to constantly take the pain. Because those who suffer with Christ shall also reign with him.
Amen.
Right.
If you don't suffer, why would you accept the reign? You accept going to heaven, you accept you want to be with God, but you don't accept the pain that God allowed to happen to save somebody else.
Wow.
And I'm willing right now to die for God.
Wow.
And to die in somebody else's place.
Wow.
Because I already know that God is with me all the time, even to the end of the world. And I know where my spirit is going to go. But would I let Satan trick me to not forgive somebody? And when I don't forgive somebody, really who I'm not forgiving is really myself.
That's right.
Wow.
And when I don't forgive, I hurt myself.
Wow,
that's awesome,
amen.
Wow, that was
powerful. And that's what I wanted to say to strengthen us and to strengthen somebody who, like what you said, Tiffany, to strengthen somebody who can't forgive, who don't know how to forgive. All you have to do is look in the mirror and see where God forgave you, because if God didn't forgive you, you probably wouldn't be here right now to talk about somebody hurting you. But you're still here.
Yes.
And somebody else needs deliverance. We're going to break the curse from what Satan's trying to do.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm just glad I could be able to, relate to what y'all talking about. And,
let me ask you a question before you hang up. When you looked in the mirror, and decided that I needed to forgive, what did you see?
When I looked in the mirror, I seen sin. But I also seen forgiveness over me, too. I seen the sin that I was in, and I seen I seen God forgiving me for the sins that I was in, and wasn't even out the sin yet.
So you saw how ugly that your life really was.
Right. Because in the midst of not forgiving, I was still sinning. And God was saying, how you not going to forgive when I'm constantly forgiving you? You just sinned last night. Matter of fact, you just sinned this morning.
Wow.
And he not using the sin to condemn me. He using the sin to save somebody else and to save myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because only you can make your bed in hell or in heaven. You got the control. You in control because God gave it to you. So if you don't forgive, you really hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why when Jesus, when the adulterous woman came, and the Pharisees brought the adulterous woman to Jesus, Jesus said, first one without sin, cast the first stone. He wasn't trying to condemn them. He was just trying to show them who they were.
Wow, that's right.
So you're going to slay this lady when really you need to be slayed. And then the other one more is when the guy, I forgot who his name was, but when he owed it, some guy in the Bible, he owed it some money to. And he owed him about $1 million. And the guy gave him a chance. The guy let him go. and some guy came up to him who owed him $100. And he choked the man. I think, if I'm not for sure, he almost killed the man. And he really killed himself. Because not too long after that, he died. So when you don't forgive and you have been forgiven, that's when you die. Because it's a trick from the devil.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So forgiveness is a good thing. Suffering is a good thing. I'm happy to suffer for righteousness' sake. Come on with it. Because I know it's a good thing. It don't even hurt as much no more.
Wow.
Because I know what I'm suffering for. Mm-hmm. It's not just my soul, but my families, even my friends, even my the ones who so-called my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them is God's people. And God wants all to be saved, not just me. He didn't save me for me. He saved me for us. He saved you for us. He saved y'all for us. So when somebody that's suffering, I just want to say, whenever you suffer, remember that it's a good thing to suffer for righteousness' sake.
Amen. Wow, that was powerful.
Oh, it's not over yet. Man, Phil, that was, thank you, brother. We got to take another call.
All right. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Okay, love you.
Love you, too. Love you, God.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Now we got one more here.
Who?
Here we go. We got Prophetess Krishanda Cole.
Amen.
Bless.
I had to get that
God
right.
Bless you.
God bless
That's
you.
Right. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. I was just go ahead.
No, I wanted to introduce you because I've been talking about you all night. And I've been letting them know the prayer breakfast that's coming up Saturday, that you are God's prophet and that you are the speaker, and that is that the word of God, the mouth that he's coming through that day, and that they need to get there. And so I'm thankful that you called in and they can get a small percentage of you. They got to come get the rest Saturday. Amen.
Amen. I just want to encourage those who are listening to come on out to this amazing breakfast where God is going to fill you spiritually and naturally. And we're dealing with Jeremiah 9:17 through 8:19, actually, and dealing the call for the wailing women, but not only women, men, children, and the family. We're going to be talking and dealing with embracing the call and releasing the sound. And so you must understand that there is a call, but you have to know who you are in order to be called. I think you all were talking about the family, and in Genesis 1 and 26 through 28, God was given dominion. He was establishing who we were with him and giving us the authority that he's called us to since the foundation of the world. So in order to release a sound, you have to answer to the call. And so come on out on this weekend where we will be stirring up the gifts in you. We will be telling you who you are in God, and we will be prophetically ministering into your life to shift you and move you into your next place in God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm stirred up already. I don't know how to. But
amen.
I am stirred up. She done gave us a piece of the pie already. Amen.
Right.
Wow. Every day I wake up and say, is it Saturday yet? Is it August 24th?
Amen.
I'm ready for God to do this thing. I am so excited. I'm humble. I really am. I just honor this woman of God. From the time I met her, I think it was over a year ago, at another prayer breakfast, the anointing and the power that I seen on her life as she was ministering, I mean, I was amazed. And I've been connected with her ever since. I was going through some things really bad and still going through some things. But at that point, I didn't care. I mean, I didn't care. I mean, I just need God. And if he on her, then that's who I need. I need to know where the glory cloud is. And if the glory cloud is on Prophetess Cole, then guess what? We're going to make sure we're there to be a blessing to Prophetess Cole. We're not going to just use her, but we're going to be a blessing to her because she's a blessing to many. She's humble. Her husband is humble. Her ministry is humble. I love them all. And Prophetess, I thank you so much for taking time out to call in and bless us.
Absolutely. It was no problem. We're just excited about what God is going to do this weekend at the breakfast. Last year was amazing. Breakfast was amazing, and we know that God is just going to really go to the next level and just begin to impart into his people and call for the willing and cunning women and men of God and believe that whatever we decree and declare out of our mouths, it shall manifest and come to pass.
Oh, yes. Amen.
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 Amen. So, wow. Man, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing the people. Huh?
I said it, two or more, right? Trio, then.
Yes.
Prophet, y'all don't care if you strong. God don't blew that breath in y'all nostrils, boy, and just, woo! Don't kill them.
Yeah.
You know, just make the anointing just flow. Just within these last couple of minutes that we do have to spare, it was really needed, man. And praise God for y'all for that. I really, y'all bless me with that one today.
Amen.
Okay, well, y'all heard of y'all self. Y'all heard me all night saying it. So now y'all got a chance to hear her. I don't know if you're familiar with the glory of God or familiar with his anointing, but we would love to introduce you to it because that was just his anointed one speaking. But like she said, she want to impart. She wants you to know your purpose. And we were just talking about that prophecy, encouraging the people, letting them know they were born for a purpose and on purpose.
Yes, yes.
And then this is the place. The day, the time, the hour to introduce, I mean, to find out who you are, especially in the times that we're in right now. And this is really the season of God. So we are really looking forward for you to come out at the Crystal Sky Banquet Hall, 7941 West 47th Street in McCook, Illinois, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, you can contact me, myself, Tiffany Thompson, at 773-979-0336.
Amen. And may I say something really quickly? There are some of you out there who have been really going through some situations in your life and some things in your life, and you want to change. You're ready for God to move and manifest in your life, and he's telling me to tell you that there is a new normal coming to you. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. That ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And when we talk about a now thing, that means immediately. Something is about to go forth for you. And when this new normal happens, when we understand what normal is a routine. Normal is something that happens all the time. But what God is doing is he's putting something new, a new habit, a new way, a new thought pattern, a new life for you that's about to come together because you have just ran into your kairos moment with God. And a kairos is the word for a God moment. We understand the chronos, which is the chronological time, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. But God operates on his own time, and it's a kairos time. And you have just stepped into a season where you're going to have God moments that will shift you into your new normal. Amen?
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I caught that. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. Wow. Wow.
Well, we have about. What I want to do now is I'll play your play the commercial really fast and go in and from there we got you start doing your closing remarks. You got about a good 5 minutes left.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, we're gonna go to commercial, and I'm gonna see who have the answer to those questions. Prophets, I love you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Love you too. Be blessed.
Okay, you too. Okay.
Amen.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Amen, amen. And with that, I am blessed. I was blessed tonight. What about you, Tiffany?
Amen. Yes, I'm still here. Wow. He just blessed me. Y'all better come out of the norm.
You know what? We have. And she, I guess he was trying to hang up the phone. They're getting mad now. There's only one person that's stuck around. Out of 100 some people, one person stuck around.
That's okay.
When I'm saying out of 100 some people, they still lost. They're not pressing that one button. They just getting the word. And I understand. That's okay. But there's one person that kept the one button up. Let me bring it back on, man.
That's
all
right.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Beretta.
You said for Beretta? I didn't. Beretta?
Yeah. Oh, she got quiet.
Okay. It's some people saying they're trying to get on.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I take some tickets.
You said you'll take those tickets?
Absolutely.
Hey.
Absolutely.
If
you know, we got all week.
If you are now, man, because it's about a life. It's about a soul. I mean, I think, man, listening to Trio and then how the prophet just came in and just, man, supported everything that he just said. I mean, right along with the word of God, you know, hey, I mean, either, like she said, you want it, but you're scared. Don't let fear steal anything else from you. The biggest stick up man is fear. Fear will rob you from everything, take from you. Yes, don't let fear continue to rob. Don't let fear continue to take from you. God said he has not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Okay? So what you wanna go, where you wanna go from here, Dennis?
Look, give me the ticket.
You want to, you, are you able to come?
I definitely, of course, I'm going to make my presence known and announced.
You're going to make your presence known and announced?
Yeah, we got to just talk a couple of things over. We're going to definitely get up in there.
I know I got someone that keeps on logging on saying, I'm trying to get on. I can't. I think she's trying to get these tickets.
Right.
I think she's trying to get these tickets.
They got about less than 2 minutes. The number is 347-838-9106. I'm going to see them call me. You just got to press that one button. We're going to give them tickets. But you know what? Actually, let me see here. See if she back on. Barrett. She's quiet. Hey, 773-282. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Hey.
Hey.
God bless you.
What?
I wasn't sure if you could hear me, so I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. Now, who is this?
This is Mary.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
God bless you.
God.
Bless you as well. I'm excited. This is my first time being on.
Okay. Well, did you get a chance to hear the show?
I did not.
You didn't?
I did not get a chance. I was trying to get on, but I was unsuccessful, so I finally tried it on my job phone. And
okay.
I was able to get through.
Okay. Well, sorry about that, but at least you called us before we ended.
Yes, I'm glad.
Well, Mary, you come to prayer breakfast?
Did I win tickets?
Amen. You know what? You got about 30 seconds. What you want to do, Tiffany Thompson? You want to give it easy or what?
Okay. Since she tried, she's been trying all night. We're gonna give Mary the tickets.
Hallelujah. How many
we're
I
gonna
gave?
We're gonna give Mary the ticket.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yep. You guys want to get in contact with each other. We got about 30 seconds.
Okay, and then we got a bonus because Mary is going to be there. She's yet a prayer warrior, but she's a massage therapist, so she's
yes.
going to bring her chair.
Yes.
She's going to bring her chair to get to get massages, okay?
Yes.
So, Mary, we're going to pray our way up out of here.
Yes.
And Mary, call so that you can get your ticket. And I love you, and we'll see you Saturday, okay?
So I have to call somewhere else?
No, you called me, 773-979-0336, okay?
Okay. Bless you. Blessings to you all.
Okay.
I'll catch you next
week. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Thank you.